Okay, so this is not about us being hand-fed, as if we haven't figured that out yet. This is about, like, remember, they're like, come with us, come with us. And now we have this covering or protection so that we may step up, so that we may accelerate, so that we may find our true ledger, our true purpose, our true understanding of self. And they're showing me, they've been showing me this a couple of times now. It's that same card. I have no idea what deck it is, but it's that same card. And it says power. It says, I almost feel like that should be the picture every single day when I send out an email, because it's blowing that power. That power is in us. That power is us. It's just that we have been falsified. In other words, we've learned how to give our power to outside authority, including masters outside of us, including those that we bow down to. And when, as I'm bowing down, they're literally like lifting my head up. And so it's a bowing of understanding that it's the God energy, it's the goddess energy, it's the Christ energy flowing through us. But they're lifting my head up so that we understand that at this time in our, they're saying, time lapse sequence, so in our incarnation, it's for us to come under recommendation, it's for us to come under learning, it's for us to come under instruction for our own mastery, for our own understanding of how we've been using our power and how to bring it, remember, conscious awareness, how to bring it to the forefront so that we can be excellent stewards of the light, in English, using it for everyone's advantage, using it to tell a story yet untold. So the great story is, as each master presents and overcomes physicality, overcomes phenomena, is the alchemist. And so it's like, oh, I don't know how many. When you see that book, there are so many more than we realize. But the emphasis is to recognize that this is what we've been training for. And they're showing me these mystery schools on Earth that are reforming, that are taking place in groupings, in awarenesses. And they want to explain the groupings. The groupings are occurring in and out of, so on one level we come together and we harmonize. So here we are harmonizing. But there are groupings outside of time. So this is our true self. This is our higher self that is stepping up in sequence, that is stepping up in authority to present us, and they're showing me keys, like each one of us, presenting us with keys of establishment. In English, it's we're reawakening, reacquainting ourselves with our divine knowledge. We're not learning something, it seems like we're learning it new, because it's like we don't have access to former lives. We don't have access normally to our multidimensional self. But as we coincide with, so here comes the energy, as we coincide with loveliness, as we coincide with our whole value, in other words, receiving who we truly are, receiving the Christ energies, receiving our true essence, and being willing to establish our light, being willing to establish our holiness, being willing, here comes that word, being willing to understand our power. Now, when I say power, again, some of us are a little rocky. So it's like weebles, like you haven't fallen, but you are wobbling. So this is what we're coming into confinement, to understanding, to betterment. Now, when I said all that, the energies that are pouring through right now, they're literally cascading. So it's like there's been enough lubricant, there's been enough oil. There's been enough oil in the sequencing, in the codes that are coming forth for our acceptance. So again, this is a day of light codes are here today. So it's a wonderful day, an opportunity for us to advance, for us to accelerate. So as we will step into our divine appointment, as we will step into our acknowledgement, as we will step into our new fashion. So just like the fashions change through decades, we are stepping into new fashion, and it's so beautiful because the fashion is your light. Your fashion is your light. And so as we will receive this light, as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this place in new beginnings, we understand our true gifting. We understand our true worth and value. Now, these energies are going to coincide with our loveliness. In other words, as we set upon the earthly grid, as we set our footsteps, we bring light. We bring light to the earth. Now, we also bring light to our own, oh my God, the energies. It's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. We also bring light to our own circumstances. So getting back to, yeah, but I just got to figure out next week if that's okay with everyone. Getting back to our own circumstances, we bring, there are the pyramids, we bring our own understanding. In other words, we're sifting through the old imaging, the old information. And we're bringing accelerated motion. So remember our power. As we open up to our new status, as we open up, they're showing me the balance card. So this is about balancing it. It's like we do this in our meditative times. We open up in beautiful ways. What we're practicing is committing to that approach, committing to that legacy moment by moment, day by day. And so these energies are going, and they're literally showing me like the owl. So it's like seeing in the darkness being 3D, the darkness being the consciousness that pervades. So as we bring forth this new entitlement, as we bring forth this new engagement, as we bring forth this new rite of passage, this alchemy, this energy is offering us a place of true devotional pride. Now using this energy, I'm seeing beyond the veil for each of you in ways that I normally don't see. So again, wherever we are, it's like your next step of arrival, your next introduction. So as we will offer ourselves to be a benefit to one and all. So again, we're dreaming everybody else. It's a dream of consciousness. As we offer ourselves to be a benefit, this is a great way, by the way, to get out of fear. When you're stuck in fear, offer yourself to be in benefit. Now you're suddenly aligned with love. Now you're rocking and rolling because you're aligned with God essence, with Goddess essence. So as we offer ourselves to be light, as we offer ourselves to kindness for all concern, they're saying step right this way. We find our own path. So when I'm seeing like everyone like going about their day or going about their evening, you're going to feel, remember it's feeling, you will feel your entitlement. You will feel the new approach. You will feel the new emphasis. So this isn't about the intellect. Well, the intellect says I should do this. You'll feel, you'll know. So this is where I literally, like, yeah, people are levitating now. We're leaving 3D. We're leaving 3D. We don't have to ask anyone for permission. It's happening. And we do that through our own coursework of love, through our own admittance, through our own consent. So it's, they want me to explain this. It's a journey of feeling. It's a journey of light. It's not using the old roadmap. You use the intellect to help you on the journey you've already discovered, if that makes sense. So it's opening up to your rite of passage. Now that's very relevant because it's your rite of passage. It's your rite. It's why you're here. So this is why they're saying it's so critical, so relevant. Here's the eye of Horus. For us to choose our own determining value. In other words, you could only ask your friends so many times what they think because you're the one that's receiving your own higher self. So it's not what you think, it's what you feel. It's what you're allowing yourself to know. Each of us are true sayers. Each of us are the way because the Christ is within. The pathway home is within. So as we recognize that we are already good stewards, now, how do I explain this? They're showing me what's going to come up, what is coming up. It's almost like if you're driving and you got gnats, you know, against your windshield or it's raining or whatever. It's coming up. The rain's going to pitter-patter. Gnats going to come up. But you don't stop driving. You don't stop driving. You use your windshield wipers if you need to. But you clear the way and you proceed. So what's going to come up is what has been holding our attention up to now. False evidence appearing real. So if you've got blockages of the past, if you've got beliefs that are keeping you aligned with your shadow, they're going to come up. But that doesn't mean you stop driving. It means you open up to receive your clearing. So they're saying some of us are like wondering, like, oh, I don't know, this sounds advanced. You know, I'm looking for the beginner's group. So this is, they're saying this is the place of beginning. This is the place of beginners. In other words, we keep putting off what is directly in front of us. They're saying when you're called to this vibration, it's because you're answering the call of opening up to your master dictation. In other words, you are already being summoned. You are already receiving guidance, or you wouldn't arrive to this recording, to this group right here. However you arrived, you wouldn't be here unless you already recognize the way home. So it's simply taking it one step further. It's making the connection stronger. It's bringing more conscious emphasis. Oh my gosh, the energies that just came through when I said that. It's bringing more conscious emphasis so that all of yourself is committed, so that all of yourself is playing, so that all of the self continues to drive. So as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive these energy attainments, they're asking us to commit to following the expectation of traveling with our light and recognizing that that light is always with us. And so when we find ourselves lost, when we find ourselves in a predicament, it's remembering we forgot our truth, we forgot our attainment, we forgot our holiness. And as we will bow, not to an outer claim, but the recognition that Source, God, Goddess, Christ, is beaming light to us, directing us, leading us. As we are an extension of that truth, as we bow to that, as we recognize that, as we step into further establishment of our own power, remember, because we're connected to the power source, we'll find our way again and again and again. Now they show me like a skipping down the path. Skipping. I guess we got out of the car because now we're skipping. So this is, they're saying this is the day of expectations. This is the day of renewal. This is the day, I'm saying, that the Lord has made, in recognizing that it's our sonship, it's our recognition, it's our holiness. It's our holy footsteps walking on earth, dancing the dance of our inheritance. So as we will receive this, allow yourself to receive in total command. So that means like equals like, as you will receive the light in all advances. So that means, hey, you can have all my bills. You can have all my personal relationships. You can have it all. You can have it all. And I literally see the energies creating opportunities because, oh God, they just show me a situation with me where I came into a situation with lack, meaning fear. Like thinking, what if this happens? What if that happens? And so as we receive the light, it's like the light will introduce a favorite outcome. Not because I happen to get lucky, because now I am creating it. I am orchestrating it. It's a done deal because I chose, they're saying, I chose to transfer my consciousness to the new availability. So the more we understand that there isn't an outside world apart from us, and as we open up to the light, as we open up to our advantage, we no longer have to play the old establishment. We don't have to play by the rules of the old earth, 3D. Because we're creators and we're creating with our light. And so as we flip the switch in our new circumstances or our new establishment, we create that divine occurrence. And then when we meet it, it's like, oh, well, I'm so lucky that happened, or you showed up and helped me. We allowed that to be. We came into agreement. We bypassed the old consciousness. We bypassed the fear. And remember, when you get stuck, the woman emphasizes, when we get stuck, it's like, oh, but how do I get rid of the fear? Be of service to the light. Be of service to the light. Whatever your words, God, Goddess, Jesus, Holy Spirit, whoever, earth, brethren. Be of service to the light. As we're in service to the light, we choose our favored response. We release our belief in separation. We're not separate from the divine solution. That is our power. We all just became a match. I have not seen a match in forever. Oh gosh. We're the ones igniting the flame. We're the ones that are the torch, holding the torch, bringing forth the light. Welcoming with joy the new alchemy. So Merlin's been visiting us the past probably a week now, I would say maybe. He's smiling. It's like, oh, you're acknowledging me. Thank you. He's laughing. So he's arrived because of our readiness. He wants to explain this. It's not that he's so wonderful. He's saying, look at these wonderful students. My students that are ready for instruction have reported to class. He's always available for class, but we have to reach certain levels of agreement, understanding. Otherwise, his instructions won't help us. We just won't be ready. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our offering, oh my gosh, the energy of this came through when I said that, as we will receive our light, allow us to know our light, allow us to dance with our light, allow us to create with liberal pleasure. Again, so that we create divine solutions in what appears to be our life, but most importantly, so that we wake up from this history, from this timeline. And they're showing me the card of universe as we declare victory, as we declare transformation. Because as we hold these energies, as we hold this attainment, we do it for the benefit of all our brethren, all our brothers and sisters, because we hold the codes. It's one thing to receive codes. It's another when we understand and learn and claim and dedicate ourselves to the application of their use. Because if we don't start understanding how to be an alchemist, we'll stay in our impoverished standing. We'll follow our intellect with a lot of new power. So this is the way of new beginning. This is the way of transformation. They're asking us to receive this with respect for our own advancement. Please receive. And so it is. Thank you.